We thank you for your love and kindness and for your tender mercies. We thank you for Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. We thank you for this Easter Sunday morning, this Resurrection Sunday, wherein we rejoice again in knowing that our Redeemer lives. And because he lives, we can face tomorrow. We thank you. We thank you for the blessings of another Easter and the blessings of another day where we could come together and fellowship and worship you. Continue to be with us during this service by your Holy Spirit. And come, no Holy Spirit, and come and be among us. There's happiness in the air because Jesus lives. And Holy Spirit, if you do not come, our coming will be in vain. So we invite you here in our worship. And take hold of me, the preacher, and put me under submission to your holy will. And let the words of my mouth and the meditation of all of our hearts be acceptable in thy sight, because you are our refuge and our strength. You are our Savior and our Lord. Amen. I do hear a very good preacher back there. Did you hear the preacher? And to just hear the preacher, it's Easter, and there are many preachers at Easter time, and we're glad that they're here.
Speaking in tongues.
And we're glad that they're here. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. And so here we are today on this Easter Sunday, and I am looking at Ellen Giafrida and smiling because we have done our first worship already. We were either very smart or not too smart, but we were up early. I couldn't sleep because we were supposed to go to Jones Beach. Do you know I've never been on Jones Beach? I've been to the restaurant, but I've never really walked the sand. You know, I found the place to eat, but never walked the sand. And we were at Jones Beach at 6 o'clock. We left it, you know, we got there at 6:15 for 6:30 service on the beach at Long Island Council of Churches. And I couldn't sleep. I think I was up at 4 or 4:30, then 4:45 to get ready to go out there and worship the Lord. So just in case I fall asleep up here, it's all Ellen's fault. But it was a wonderful sunrise. The sun was coming up, and what a beautiful morning it was on the beach. And so Ellen did not instruct me or the Long Island Council of Churches I was going to be doing a prayer. That's why I showed up. I'm not like Ellen, she shows up, but I was going to do the prayer at the end. And they did not instruct me that I really didn't have to dress up. So everybody was going to be in their jeans and so on. I dressed up in my Easter dress with my little shoes and I had to walk on the sand. You see how unbeached I am? And Ellen says, "Is that what you're wearing?" I said, "But we're going to the service." She says, "It's on the beach." I said, "But I'm from Jamaica and we see the beach all the time. We don't make a big deal." So I thought they had a little place you could stand, but it was a wonderful service, and people came from everywhere, a nice crowd, and the sun came up, and we just remembered that Christ is risen.
Praise God.
It was so awesome. The sun was coming up. We took pictures, and then we had the dances and the singing, and it was a wonderful time in the Lord. And they blessed the children, and we prayed for the Freeport Food Pantry, who is a new pantry, a new site through the Long Island Council of Churches. Because in the midst of all of this, there are people who are in need, continue to be in need. So thanks be to God for that, and thank you, Ellen, for picking me up and ringing my bell and calling me at 5:45. So here we are for the next few moments, and today is Easter Sunday, and my sermon title is "Hear the Good News." You know, there's news everywhere. News in the newspaper, news on television, news on our iPhones, you know that, and our smartphones. On my iPhone, the news is always popping up. I've got to figure out a way to stop it. But there's always news on our iPad and so on. And unfortunately, most of the news we get is horrible, depressing news, isn't it? One is afraid to look in the newspaper. But can you imagine if once a week, only once a week, we would pick up the paper, the newspaper, and it would say, "Read the good news." And for that day, everything in the paper would be good news. Wouldn't that be great? Or we would turn the TV on and we would hear the news reporter from CBS and ABC and CNN and MSNBC and all the other C's, and they would say, "Hear the good news." And there'd be good stories that they would tell us that's happening throughout America. Wouldn't that be so good for our hearts and our souls just to hear the good news? Wouldn't that be exciting to hear the good news? I don't believe we would know what to do because we are so conditioned to hear bad news. Aren't we conditioned to hear bad news? A recent Wall Street Journal article called "Want a Mind Meld, Telling a Compelling Story" described a variety of brain scan studies that show that stories not only shape one's thoughts, but also foster a connection between a storyteller and a listener. The closer the connection, the greater the understanding of the story. So friends, it is important to hear stories and to hear good news stories. They are the best. And so do you know that the gospel is called the good news? In Greek, it is the euangelion, the good news of Jesus Christ. And so today I invite you, as I begin to hear the good news. Christ died for us while we were yet sinners. That proves God's love toward us. In the name of Jesus Christ, you are forgiven. And you respond to me.
In the name of Jesus Christ, you are forgiven.
What a glorious glory to God. Amen.
Amen.
What glorious words of truth, of love, and of hope, and of peace and affirmation we have from the gospel. And today, in this place, in this sacred place, we began by proclaiming the good news from the prelude, the Hosanna. We heard played the good news from the greeting, "Christ is risen, he's risen indeed." We hear the good news from the opening hymn. We hear the good news. And the bell choir and the organist played the good news. And we have been singing the good news. On this Easter morning, we are on a spiritual high. Thanks be to God. There is nothing to weep about today.
Amen.
So if you're in a weeping mood, I'm asking you to start getting happy. Because I'm happy and we all are going to be happy today. But you see, friends, it was not so on the first Easter or Resurrection. It wasn't even called Easter or Resurrection then, over 2,000 years ago. Scripture tells us, John's Gospel tells us, that it was early in the morning, and it was first day of the week, and it was still dark, a little bit as dark as when we left to go to the beach, or even darker. And Mary Magdalene came to the tomb and she saw that the stone was moved away from the entrance. Mary Magdalene went to the tomb to get bad news. She knew that Jesus had died. She didn't expect the stone to be rolled away because she expected him to be in there. She didn't start it out going to get good news. She didn't go and says, "I'm going to see Jesus standing there," because none of the disciples or his followers remember that he said he's going to die in 3 days, he's going to be arose from the dead. And the Bible tells us that she ran at once to Simon Peter and the other disciples, the one Jesus loved, and she breathlessly was panting. And she said, they took the master from the tomb, and we don't know where they put him. Bad news for Mary and Peter And the other disciples, they left, and immediately they ran for the tomb. Do you know, I cannot even imagine her feeling. I cannot even imagine in my mind how she must have felt, except for one slight comparison, which is not even close. I do get the news in the morning on the newspaper. And many of you know I live right here. And I have to make sure certain time of the day that I come down for my papers, certain time of the day. Because if I don't, I don't get it. And you see, I'm running to get bad news. So I look through my window, and if it's like 7 o'clock, my paper is gone. So I look through the window, and I look, and if I see the paper, I am running down my steps. One morning, I literally ran down in my nightgown to go get my paper. And this was not even good news. But I wanted to hear what they would say in the paper. Mary was running because her life depended on it. She didn't know what happened to her Savior. This man who had come into her life, come into their life, given them the hope of what they never expected. They were under captivity. This man that they were dependent on was now crucified. And she had watched the crucifixion. The Bible tells us that they ran neck and neck because they wanted to see what was happening. And the other disciples got to the tomb first, and when they looked, they did not see, and the handkerchief or the shroud that he was wrapped in was laying there. Jesus had literally stepped out of his clothes, and he had been risen. And now we see in the scripture that they're there at the tomb, and they're overwhelmed, and they don't know where Jesus is. And Mary begins to weep. You know, we weep when we get bad news, don't we? The Bible says she knelt down and looked into the tomb, and she wept. Bad news make us weep. I think today of the Coptic church in Egypt, and I pray for them as they themselves were attacked last week as they celebrated Palm Sunday. And today must be super special for them. They've already had Easter Sunday because they themselves have heard the good news today, even though last week was terrible for them. And as Mary sat there overwhelmed, not knowing what to do, you know, bad news does that for us. It overwhelms us. The Bible tells us that two angels were sitting there. Now, we know that it's two angels or it's one man. And, you know, we see the four different ways the gospel tells us. But we know that there were two angels, as John says, and they were dressed in white, one at the head and the other at the foot of where Jesus' body had been laid. And they said to her, "Woman, why do you weep?" And I guess she might have thought, why are they asking me, why do I weep? Don't they see that Jesus' body is gone? And she says, "They took my master, and I don't know where they put him." And the Bible tells us that after she said that, she turned. And you know how good news is hidden in the newspaper? Friends, you know that when you're looking for good news, there'll be 5 pages of bad news, and all of a sudden you see a little tiny story, and it says, children brought food to food pantry in Hempstead. A little tiny story. You're not expecting to see it. Or a little baby who was ill has been healed. You see a little tiny story, and there it is. Mary turns around, not expecting after this. She turned away, and then she saw Jesus standing there. Can you imagine what happened to Mary? It is amazing that the Bible doesn't say she fainted. But she didn't recognize him. She didn't recognize that he was Jesus. And Jesus spoke to her and says, "Woman, why do you weep?" Can't you hear his voice? Can't you just hear his loving voice? "Woman, why do you weep?" Who are you looking for? And she, thinking that he was a gardener, says, Mister, if you took him, tell me where you put him so that I can care for him. That's from the Message Bible. So loving and so caring. Mister, if you took him, tell me. And Jesus said, Mary.
Amen.
Mary. That voice that she had heard for years. That loving voice. Can you imagine? Church, hear the good news. Christ died for us while we were yet sinners. And this morning he's calling all our names. Marjorie, Mary, Susie, Dick, Richard, calls our name. I am the one who have died for you that you have the hope of eternal life. He calls her name, and then as he calls her name, Scripture tells us that she realized that it was Jesus. And turning to face him, she said to him in Hebrew, Rabboni, which means teacher. And she went to hug him. You know, when you've received good news, when you've been living with bad news, because you remember Mary had been at the cross, and now you've heard this amazing news, you just want to enfold that person in your arms and not let them go. And then Jesus said to her, I've got to go back to my Father. I've got to ascend. I've got to complete the job. And then Mary would go, Mary Magdalene. You know Mary Magdalene, the one that they gave a bad name in the Bible. Mary Magdalene, this one that Jesus would show up to, would run and go tell the men. And so now, friends, we have heard the good news. We have heard the good news, and we have something to do with the good news. When we look at Acts the Apostle, Paul stands there, and Peter stands here, and as Peter is saying, news, 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 read all about it. Peter is speaking to a group of folks, and he wants them to know. Peter says, he wanted them to know the good news. He says from the Message Bible, fairly exploded with his good news, that they are now fairly exploded with his good news. They are full of his good news. And he goes on to tell them the story of Jesus' journey. Jesus' life and his journey. And then he says, it makes no difference who you are or where you are from. If you want God and are ready to do as he says, the door is open. The message he sent to the children of Israel, that through Jesus Christ, everything is being put together again and again. And he's doing it everywhere among everyone. And so here is Peter. Peter wanted folks to know that the good news did not just come for the disciples. The good news did not just come for those who were at the tomb. The good news did not just come for Mary Magdalene and his mother and the disciples. The good news came for all of us. For everyone, everywhere. The good news that Jesus Christ died for sinners. While we were yet sinners, Christ died for us.
Amen.
The good news of hope and of love and peace would be handed down through the Word of God for generations. And it continues to be handed down for us. And on this Easter morning when we come, and we come to rejoice here in the Lord, it's our responsibility to spread the good news. To tell somebody about Jesus Christ. Someone who doesn't know Jesus Christ, you want to say to them, have you heard the good news? And they says, what good news? They may think you're telling them about a store, you know, I'm shopping at Macy's or something. Have you heard the real good news? Have you heard the true good news that there was a man called Jesus
who would love you so much, who would give his life for us, and who died for us so that we will have the hope of eternal life. So Peter stood up boldly. I wish we could be as bold as Peter. You know, Peter, when you're that bold as Peter, be prepared to be able to run. Because Peter was stoned and they wanted to arrest him. But we have hope in the good news. We have hope in the good news of the gospel. That what can it do, the good news? It brings hope to the hopeless. It takes people out of depression, even when medicines can't do it. The good news can take folks out of addiction. Do you know that? The good news can heal you, heal sick folks. The good news allows us to provide ministries for people who are in need. The good news, we're doing it here at Hicksville because we have heard the good news of Jesus' love for us. Isn't that exciting this morning? That's why we are rejoicing. It's not because we look so good, and we do. It's not because we're going to have a big meal afterwards. We have that every day, some of us. Speaking of myself. We know what to do to enjoy stuff. We are excited this morning because we know that we are saved.
Amen.
We are saved and we have the hope of eternal life.
Thank you, Lord.
I heard a preacher man said this morning, I was getting ready, he says, if he had to believe that when he died, he would never see his mother and father that has gone on before him. If I were to stand before you here and believe that I would never see my beloved mother again and my father who loved Jesus to the end, I don't know how I could make it. But the hope of Christ tells me that every person that I've lost in Christ who have gone home to be with him, my beloved cousin who died at 69 last year, I believe that I will see them again at the resurrection.
Amen.
Because it is the good news of Jesus.
Amen.
Christ. It gives me the hope to live and to go on because I too will be reunited with them. This is the hope we have in Christ, all of us who have lost loved ones and who believe in Jesus Christ, that his promises are for us. And so each day, even when life's burden is upon us, we could hold on to that good news. That good news that tells us that Christ died for us while we were yet sinners. And so because of that, heaven has become a free gift for you and me. Thanks be to God. Amen. Amen.